Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, Fauci lied and many people died. Now we know the truth. The question is, what are we going to do with the truth that we do know? And the fact is that multitudes of people today are still frightened and petrified because of the fear that's been spread across the nation and around the globe. Some feel that they can't get out of their vehicle without a mask on. I've seen them driving down the highway with a mask and a shield and latex gloves, driving down the highway at full speed like the pathogen's going to climb through the window and grab them. The mindset has permeated society today so much that our nation is living in a state of fear. Ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to have with us today someone that I believe can answer our questions, address the issues that we're talking about in relationship to the fear and why we ought not to be afraid, and answer the question about, perhaps you've been asking the question, should I get vaccinated? Should I continue to wear a mask? Should I have my child vaccinated as they're now pushing? And I am thankful that we have with us today on Let's Face the Issues, Dr. Simone Gold. Dr. Gold is one of the physicians with Frontline Doctors. Frontline doctors are traveling across America, presenting town hall focus meetings, and one that focuses on the need to recognize the truth and not be frightened and not be afraid and understand and examine the issue. Dr. Gold, welcome to Let's Face the Issues today on our broadcast.
Hi, thank you. This is Dr. Simone Gold. By the way, it's americasfrontlinedoctors.org. Thank you.
AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org. Absolutely. Dr. Gold, thank you for joining us today, taking time out of your schedule. I know you're busy with getting your schedule arranged and the different locations that you'll be speaking in and the different venues. Take a moment just for our listeners' edification to introduce yourself with your credentials, your background, and what you are doing and why you're doing it. Just take your time to do so that our listeners can understand the perspective from which you'll be speaking.
Thank you so much. So thankful to be here. I'm Dr. Simone Gold. I'm a board-certified emergency physician, also Stanford University educated attorney, and I founded America's Frontline Doctors last year to bring truth and shatter the disinformation and censorship that has overtaken our nation in the last year and a half. And right now, that's what we're doing, actually. We're bringing the Uncensored Truth Tour, and we are in Florida bringing the truth to a city near you.
Well, I am thankful for what you're doing. I have done some research on it, and by the way, I've interviewed other physicians by way of this broadcast, and I can tell you this, and it's not because you're on the air with us today, but I've had some of them that have referenced you and their studies and their findings and what their position has been on the subject of vaccinations and the mask and the details of that, and so I'm thankful to have you with us today. Tell our listeners something about Frontline Doctors, America Frontline Doctors, what you do, what is the purpose of your traveling, why do you take time to do that, what is your passion in that regard?
Thank you so much. Yes, I am super passionate about it. So first and foremost, I'm an American and I love this country. I'm a mom and I'm a doctor. So when I saw the disinformation that was taking over the nation, we just had to speak out. I was faced with patients who needed a cheap, safe, generic medicine that would help them. And the medical director of the hospital and the governor of the state, not DeSantis, but in California, was telling us that we couldn't give patients this cheap, safe medicine that worked. Thus began my trying to bring the truth to the American people. I knew that there was a kind of a, what turned out to be a collusion, by powerful interest to keep easy solutions from the people, and it's only gotten worse in the last year, year and a half. So what we do now is we empower people to really to help themselves. So this takes a number of forms. One is, if you need medication that you know will help you, you can go get that from AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org. You click on how do I get COVID-19 medicine, and you're connected with a doctor who can help you. Two, what about these masks and vaccines? Again, it's not such a problem here in Florida. It's still a problem, but it's worse than the rest of the nation. But if you feel that you qualify for a mask exemption and your doctor's not helping you, or you feel as though you don't know what to do about the vaccine issue, we've got all of that information. Go to our website, click under vaccine or click under mask, and you're going to find all the information you need. We have a legal section which will tell you the law as regards the masks and the vaccines. And I'm so excited to share with everybody that we now have something called the Citizen Corps at AFLDS.org. That's like the Peace Corps. So there's an S at the end. Citizen Corps. This is how average citizens can meet each other, meet people who are like-minded. And in this way, they can band together and assert their rights. You go to those school boards that are masking your kids. You go to the city council meetings. And we go with 5 or 10 people that are just like you. It's amazing what you can get done. All over YouTube, you can find videos of parents who've gone to the school boards with, you know, 10 other parents, and they've thrown out the school board members who are masking their kids, and they've replaced them with people who believe in liberty and freedom and understand that kids are not at risk, they don't benefit from masks, and in fact, are very harmed. So AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org is really your resource for tools to help yourself, whether that's medicine or legal issues or citizen empowerment. That's what we exist to do.
Dr. Gold, I am so thankful that you're on, and if you would hold a moment, I believe we have a caller with a question for you. Greg, go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Actually, Dr. Gold, thank you so much for your work. I appreciate you standing for the truth. I'm a little dismayed this morning because it seems like we've lost confidence in our system, you know, needfully so, because our system lacks anything that would inspire confidence. But it seems like we watched over the past couple of years where Marxist and socialist and communist inside this country have worked with Marxist and socialist and communist outside this country in order to accomplish their will. It's almost like there's an orchestrated scheme, both with the changeover, with so many things in the election, everybody being petrified, scared to death, told they couldn't, you know, be in proximity to one another. This experimental vaccine was supposed to cure all that, but still you have Whitmer and other governors that would like to keep the threat going, keep the fear factors going. But I'm just wondering, from your perspective, what will it take? What will it take for us to one day have confidence restored in our CDC, confidence restored in our institutions? Is there enough traction within American Frontline Doctors, or is there enough traction within the United States in getting the truth out that a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, we can actually restore some confidence in CDC, restore some confidence in our leadership?
Let me share with you what it's going to take. There's only two possible solutions. One is that the courts will stand up for the Constitution, and this is why America's Frontline Doctors has filed lawsuits just last week on this very issue regarding vaccine mandates, all right? So the court. The second possible avenue to reverting to a normal liberty state is if we, the citizens, stand up. I hate to tell everybody, there won't be a solution from your government. It's not coming. You are the solution, you and your friends and your family and your neighbors. We at America's Frontline Doctors will file lawsuits and try to push back on the tyranny. But if the citizens don't stand up, don't go to every school board meeting, every city council meeting, vote in every mayoral election, and take note of who's running for the public health commissioner in your town, we will all be living in an oppressive, tyrannical state. That is the solution, local citizens taking back the power.
Exactly. Amen. Right. Dr. Absolutely. Gold, if you would hold a moment, and Greg, hold on a moment. I believe we have Dan on the line. Dan, go with the question or comment, please.
Good morning, doctor. Once again, here comes the truth. Look out. Here we come. appreciate the doctor's attempts more than she'll ever know. And everything you've described in your opening and all the information the doctor's putting out, and Greg, it seems to me that would be described as a conspiracy. Now, I know you won't call it, but I have in the past, and I'll call it again today. It is a conspiracy. It is a worldwide one, bigger than any American could ever perceive to be attempted. Not only has it been attempted, it has succeeded. And as the doctor says, they destroyed us through the local governments, through the counties and through the cities and through the states. That's where they started. That was Obama's organizing, you know, except they organized in 50 states. Now, have we enough time? The question, have we enough time to take them back? Personally, I don't believe so. I think their achievements are so far advanced that we really are just touching the tip of the iceberg, and that under the truth lies the rest of the story, as I would call it. And I just hope and pray that the only solution would be God Almighty. And does he love us enough to give us the time to repent and to partially heal this world? I don't know. I pray every day he does. But, Doctor, I applaud your attempt, and I hope one day to be able to join that fight. But I think we need to start suing the liars, personally. I think we need to start prosecuting the liars. We all wanted the liars to be prosecuted when Trump got into office, the Clintons and so forth, and it never happened. And it will never happen with the Democrats in office. But we need to go after the liars once and for all, and that's what I have to say today, Doctor.
Well, Dan, thank you so much for your call and for your input. Dr. Gould, let me put you on the spot for just a moment and ask you a question. It goes back to the succinct fundamentals of where we are today and how we got here. What is your position on the Wuhan China virus? Is that something that just took place naturally? Was it a natural occurrence, or do you believe that the virus was man-made from the position that Dr. Fauci was involved in, the creation of it in the North Carolina, the University of North Carolina at the lab, and then transferred to China? Do you believe, is it your position, that taxpayer money helped fund that? What is your position on that for the benefit of our listeners to understand your thoughts on it?
Yes, well, first of all, I was very suspicious when they claimed it was for a bat market for the very obvious reason that the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which is a level 4 biosafety hazard lab level, was only a couple of miles from where the bat market supposedly was. So that didn't make any sense. A biosafety hazard lab level 4 is the kind of laboratory that contains SARS-CoV-2 viruses. So it begged credulity, and I said it for a year, more than a year, really. Middleman Senator Cotton said it was obvious that it was obviously from the fire, from the lab. That's 100% for sure. So the question is, did it escape by accident? Did it escape on purpose? And was it man-made or natural? I think it probably was man-made by gain-of-function research. I say that because the coronaviruses are typically quite benign. The analogy I like to use is coronavirus is like Bambi, but SARS-CoV-2 is like Bambi with fangs and horns. Right? It doesn't really happen naturally in nature. So I believe gain-of-function research did it. I also am in possession of two declarations by different physicians who have attested under oath that they believe Dr. Fauci has perjured himself, and they have copies of the patents that went through the NIH under Dr. Fauci's authority, you know, kind of through North Carolina, then to Wuhan. So I am not a person who would have my own independent knowledge of such things, but I'm in possession of two people who have given me under oath statements declaring that Fauci perjured himself and saying that he did not participate in illegal gain-of-function research. So it is my opinion that he certainly did. I believe he's quite nervous at the moment, that he's pulling back, he's retreating. You notice that the White House is now, quote-unquote, calling for an investigation into the origins. I think that's because everyone can see that the handwriting is on the wall and Fauci's time is nearly up.
I am in full agreement with that, because I have done a great deal of research on that very subject, and Dr. Fauci's thumbprint is on all that we see today about the coronavirus, and I believe that he should be held personally liable and culpable and responsible for all of the deaths that have taken place globally as a result of the Wuhan, China virus because of his thumbprint on it. Greg, do you have any further questions or comments for Dr. Gold?
Just one more and I'll go. If you would please, for the listeners, lay out the exact cocktail that you saw used the most, the hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, zinc, vitamin D. Different doctors have done a little different variations. What have you seen or seen put into practice? And knowing that from the early days of hydroxychloroquine being mentioned, you had individuals out there, doctors, that were saying, you know, this will kill people, this is dangerous. You had a study that supposedly showed it was dangerous. Can you tell us, first off, what the cocktail is that you've seen or recommend or have used? And have you seen a single or heard of a single negative effect from that cocktail?
I will answer both questions. I'll just take the quicker one first. There are no negative downsides to hydroxychloroquine. The only exception is if you take hydroxychloroquine daily, every day for 10 years or so, rarely you can have an eye problem, which is why after you take it daily for 5 years, they recommend an annual eye exam. That applies to people who have lupus or rheumatoid arthritis who are taking it for years and decades. That is irrelevant. It has nothing to do with anybody taking it for COVID who's only taking it for days. All right? So there is nothing. There's 50 years worth of data in the FAERS, not BAERS, the FAERS, F-A-E-R-E-S system. It's one of the safest drugs on the planet. It's safer than Tylenol, Motrin, and aspirin. That was a complete lie that it was unsafe. In terms of the dosage that you can take by hydroxychloroquine, here it is, and it's also on our website, americasfrontlinedoctors.org. Click on the hydroxychloroquine tab. But the treatment dose is, first of all, daily zinc over-the-counter, very important. Zinc is actually what it does the trick. Zinc, 50 milligrams a day. Hydroxychloroquine, 200 milligrams twice a day for 5 days is the treatment dose, or 200 to 400 milligrams once a week is preventive. You can obtain this drug from your own physician in Florida. It's perfectly normal. It really, across the country, you're allowed to obtain it. It's just that doctors and pharmacists are giving people a hard time. But Florida, it's not a problem or shouldn't be a problem. But if you are having a problem, you can get it from americasfrontlinedoctors.org, clicking on how do I get COVID-19 medicine. You can purchase it there. I want to also encourage anybody who's listening to this, who's been given a hard time about getting hydroxychloroquine from their doctor or from the pharmacy, we are interested in getting those people as plaintiffs in a lawsuit that we intend to bring. So if you have been denied hydroxychloroquine and you had a prescription in hand and the pharmacy denied you and you can prove that you've been denied, you write to us at americasfrontlinedoctors.org. We want to bring lawsuits against all the people that have stood in the way of health. Thank you.
I believe
thank
that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I am so thankful for that statement. Greg, you have any other questions or statements?
No, I just want to thank you. Thank you for your work. Hats off to you. Keep up the good work. We do love you and appreciate you.
Amen. Greg, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Jeff on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Doctors, I appreciate both work that y'all do. I was curious, and I understand that you're not lawyers, but is it possible to bring some type of a class action lawsuit with all the citizens against these people, the government? I don't know who has perpetrated this farce. Thank you.
Jeff, that's a good question, and it so happens that Dr. Gold is also an attorney. So, attorney Dr. Gold, would you answer that question, please?
So all of these lawsuits are very difficult and very complicated. Our first order of priority is to make sure that no people stop getting harmed. And the harm is coming from the push towards vaccination or vaccination of people who don't need this vaccine at all. So that is our focus at the moment, which is why we brought a lawsuit last week, because they're trying to give these experimental shots to kids, which is an absolute crime, given that children are at zero risk of death from COVID-19. So that's our first focus. Later, we might look at trying to hold the perpetrators accountable. There is a lawsuit against the CDC, NIH, FDA taking form in Europe, which is using crimes against humanity. It's a little bit more complicated than that. It's not an easy thing, as you can imagine. I do hope, though, that short of a lawsuit, lawsuit is brought by ordinary citizens, but there's such a paper trail that looks criminal that there are people that should be arrested. You know, Fauci being one, it appears that Fauci has committed many, 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 many crimes.
Yes.
And that should be looked into by the Department of Justice.
I am in full agreement with that, Doctor. Doctor, you touched on the vaccinations. Would you explain to our listeners your position on this experimental drug, experimental material, what it does, what's in it, how it affects the body? Do you recommend it?
The first thing before you take any medication, obviously, is to do a risk-benefit analysis for yourself personally. Are you at risk of the thing? And then if you are, can you benefit? First question, are you at risk? There are a huge, the majority of the population is not at serious risk from SARS-CoV-2. SARS-CoV-2 is not lethal really to anybody except if you're at or exceeding your life expectancy. If you've got four serious comorbidities, specifically obesity, hyperglycemia or high sugar, diabetes, and then something like severe heart, lung, or kidney disease, then you're at risk of death if you contract SARS-CoV-2. In that case, you could consider the experimental shot. You also should consider early treatment, which has been around for 65 years. But at least in that group, you could consider it because there's some risk to you from the virus. All of the groups that don't face a risk from the virus should not be considering an experimental shot. I mean, if you want to take an experimental shot, did you ever sign up for an experimental trial in your past? You know, there's very few people that sign up for such things. People are not even understanding that it's an experimental shot. Now, if you're at zero risk of death, and that includes people under age 20, zero risk of death from SARS-CoV-2, statistical zero, you should not be taking an experimental shot. It's very problematic because we don't know what we don't know. What we know so far is that the spike proteins themselves are very inflammatory. They cross the blood-brain barrier, which means they might set you up in the future for neurologic problems. We know that they look similar to natural proteins in the reproductive organs and might cause your body to fight your own natural proteins in the reproductive system, causing fertility problems. We know that they might cause autoimmune disease. Why in the world would you take an experimental shot for something with all of those possible risks when there is no risk of death to you? It doesn't make any sense. We absolutely think it's prohibited under age 50. Prohibited, should not be offered. We feel very strongly about that. We actually think all the shots should be pulled from the market because the studies are not there. The long-term animal studies, the safety data is not there. And the preliminary data we're getting from many, many sources, government source, theirs, plus thousands of doctors are speaking out. The preliminary results look terrible. You know, the incidence of death in association in time with the COVID-19 vaccines is astronomical. In the first few months of COVID-19 shots, there's been over 4,000 deaths. In the first 10 years of vaccines, there have been 1,500 deaths. In 10 years, 1,500. In 4 months of COVID, 4,000. This is unconscionable that we're continuing to go down this path.
It is. In fact, I'm looking at an article here, Dr. Gold, that says as many people have died from COVID-19 as all vaccinations in the past 20 years combined. I'm looking at another article that says the COVID jab, a genocidal weapon of mass destruction. And they're pretty passionate about that on these two writers with those two articles. Another article that says leading vaccine researchers tell us that the COVID vaccine is lethal. And I'm in the same position. In fact, would you explain just for a brief moment to our listeners, without getting into too much depth scientifically, exactly what is in the COVID vaccine? What does it do in relationship to the DNA in the human body? What is called the mRNA? What does that do?
The most important fact is that the current batch of vaccines are not normal traditional vaccines the way you understand a measles shot or chickenpox shot or hepatitis shot. It is nothing like that. It uses new technology for vaccine. The technology mRNA has existed in the past for cancer therapies, but has never been used for vaccines. It causes your own body to react by creating these spike proteins. When your body creates the spike proteins, it then creates an immune response to the spike proteins, and that's supposed to protect you from the SARS virus. The problem is that in creating these spike proteins, those things themselves appear to be bad for the person. That's the problem. So these, I'm not against vaccines. I might consider taking a vaccine that ironically, China is coming forward with one. It's just not, you know, ready for America yet. But that's a traditional vaccine. These new ones are not traditional. They release these spike proteins. The spike proteins themselves appear to be bad for people. So, you know, I might have a different assessment if SARS-CoV-2 was very risky. But like I said, per the CDC, your chance of death from SARS-CoV-2 is exceedingly low, exceedingly low. It is at, it only takes you out if you're at or exceeded your life expectancy. Don't take an experimental shot for such a thing.
Dr. Gold, our time is getting close to expiring, so let me ask you a few other questions if we can squeeze it in. First of all, explain again to our listeners how they can participate. I've watched some of your lectures online, and I am so thankful for what you're doing. You touch on the fact that we're panic-stricken, we're fearful, and in that fear, people are making decisions that they ought not to do. Speak to the fear issue for just a moment.
I'm so glad you asked that. Fear has been driving all of it. You know, powerful people understand that when people are consumed with fear, they don't make rational decisions. It is so important to put the fear aside and make a rational judgment. If you did not take an experimental shot in the past, then don't take an experimental shot now. It's an emotional decision driven by fear. Then start getting angry at people causing you to live in fear for a year and a half. It's simply unnecessary. One way around the fear is to be armed with the facts. Another way around the fear is to just have faith. Have faith that God or whatever you believe in doesn't want you to be living in fear. It's just not necessary. Be joyful. Be with your friends and family. Enjoy your life. In this way, you will be able to resist the fear that's being peddled and pushed upon you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Dr. Gold, there are lectures that you have scheduled here in Florida.
Yes.
Would you give to our listeners, we've got about a minute left on the broadcast, how they can become involved in that, your contact information, where you're going to have the next lecture, and why people need to participate quickly?
Thank you so much. AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org has all of the locations will be AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org/tour. You will see all of it. We're going to be in Clearwater tonight. We're going to be in Tampa on May 29th. We'll be in Jupiter on May 30th, Jacksonville on June 1st, and then we're going to go up the coast. And we really look forward. Every time I speak, we bring truth. People are so happy. They feel liberated. No more fear. They get the truth. And by the way, everybody kind of knows they're being lied to.
That's right.
So I'll just
Absolutely.
Give them all the answers, you know.
I believe you're right. Well, Dr. Gold, thank you so much for joining us on this broadcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again, we face the issues.
President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.